Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
We're getting there, people. It's nice. It's actually been a lovely week. I'm a very productive week for us here at Casa Clarkie. It's been...
Come on, you put out your millennials.
You mean my annuals.
What are they?
Yep.
The annuals, right.
Yeah.
Aren't her kids Gen Zs?
I know. I was like,
I don't know.
I was like, oh, I know what he's talking about. I know. Oh, I got it. All right. Yeah, I did my baskets, man.
Right.
I'm looking at them right now. They sure look pretty. Hope they live.
Oh, look at that. You changed the cross dagger sign.
Yeah, I took it. You were right. I mean, you can really see what it was. I put my old background back up. You know, I've got this background too. Do you remember this one? I could go back to this one too.
Oh, yeah. The
all the handkerchiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I liked that one.
What about, you know, the one where John's sitting on the couch in the background? That's a pretty good one.
That was great.
Or what if you do one of Vinny's face behind
you? Oh, my God. I should have a giant Vinny's face behind
you. Yes, and then you guys are together.
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Didn't we try that? I had Nicole behind me for a minute, but it wasn't working. It was like,
because it
pixelates.
But if she prints out your face.
Yeah, if I printed it out on fabric and hung it behind me, oh, my God.
I think
we were together all the time. And then every time I sat down at the computer, there you'd be.
Oh.
Yeah, I appreciate your phony enthusiasm, but I'm sure she won't do that.
Super big. Maybe
if someone prints it out for me, I will. I'm not going to do that, though.
Right. He'd sit in his mouth, like if he sits behind you.
Oh, yeah, with his mouth open, and I could be like reaching, like clean his teeth for him.
Okay.
That'd be good.
All right.
We're on a Zoom meeting, everyone.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, so today, being March 4th, it's National Grammar Day.
Oh, is it?
So I would like to say that it's freaking National Grammar Day around here all the time. There's always somebody pointing out what we did wrong, whether it's mispronounce a word or how we said that or whatever.
Thanks, Mom.
While, you know, the rest of the world is joining us in this celebration, the Sarah and Vinny Show gets to hear about our grammar and our language usage all day, every day. Thank you.
Or lack thereof, right?
Right. Exactly right. Thank
Winning.
You.
I think I finally Winning have less right. and fewer down, though. My mom has really been just berating me
Drills
with that for years.
You.
She really
Good
does. Finally, I just gave up and learned. You got it, Mom.
So this story is the one I teased you with, and it's not big news. I know that my wife's birthday just came through, and I thought, oh, I should get her a nice pair of heels. And then I went, she hasn't put on heels, not even just the year that we've been in a pandemic, but even prior to that, because of the kids and the not going to work thing, you know, working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe that's hurt their business quite a bit. The shoe business, I mean.
I would think slippers are doing well, and Crocs.
Right.
But other than that,
but heels.
Yeah. Still, people do look good in heels. Like girls still like heels. I even like heels, and I have pairs of heels that I will never wear.
Right. Well, maybe you'll wear them someday.
Maybe if my feet still fit in them.
It'll be weird if I don't see you until Winterland this year, but. I mean, I guess I'll see you by then.
I guess, remind me when that comes up, because I got to go on a diet before that. Things are looking hefty these days.
I thought you're in a bike gang. You're riding all the time everywhere. What is
you
with
know,
you?
I have been making an actual effort to get exercise. Not on the bike, which really doesn't give me any exercise. It's an electric bike. And it just doesn't seem to matter. It's food. I got to eat less food.
Well, given this has been the year of the sweat pant,
mm.
you know, there's the year of the rat, the year of the ox, the year sure. of the sweat pant. This is.
I was born in the year of the sweat pant.
Right. A new survey asked people what fashion trends they'd like to leave in the pre-pandemic era, and tight jeans topped the list.
Mm.
Those tight jeans? No, thank you.
Yeah. Although the jeggings are nice. They kind of tuck you in a little bit.
I was going to say, I always thought most of the really tight jeans are the stretchy kind, so I don't see, yeah. you know, if you're...
They're pretty comfortable.
If you're putting on rigid denim skin tight, yeah, that's a problem. That'll yeah. cut you in half, basically.
Right. It will.
Pleather is on the list of things they want to see never come back. Is that, was that a huge trend
I'm
before?
Sorry. I don't even think that I've, you know, I don't know anything about trends. Maybe pleather was a big deal.
When they say thongs, do they mean the sandal or the underwear?
I think sandal? They mean the underwear.
Or the underwear.
I don't.
Well, thongs are out as well. They'd like to see those go away. You know what? I've talked to plenty of women that I'm with who have said, I find thongs or G-strings more comfortable. Once mm-hmm. you're used to it,
yeah.
it's better than anything else.
Oh, but, Nicole's nodding. Right. Are you a thong girl, Nicole?
I go back and forth, but yeah. Especially when you wear leggings because you mm-hmm. don't want the underwear line.
Right.
So, yeah. But yeah, sometimes you forget, especially if you get the seamless thongs, sometimes you forget you're wearing them.
Which is ideal,
yeah.
I
yeah.
would guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that is
so
what
tight
you're looking
jeans,
for in your underwear.
Pleather. Yeah. Thong underwear, rompers, and bodysuits are the list of things. So this is all girl stuff.
I like those. I don't want to
rompers the ones with the little shorts?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a one.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
short bodysuit mm-hmm. and right. then the full bodysuit.
Who's wearing a full bodysuit?
I don't know.
I think what they're talking about
is... Oh, you know what? My daughter
is,
does.
Oh.
Well, it's that, too. And I think they're talking about a bodysuit is also like a t-shirt where it clips at the bottom. So it looks right. like you have a tucked-in shirt. In your jeans, like
it's like what the babies wear.
Yeah, what the babies wear, like the
oh,
onesies.
Yeah,
oh,
but they don't clip; it snaps.
I think those
yeah,
look
yeah, yeah,
great on girls. Like mm-hmm. you actually, yeah. I think that looks really, really good.
Yeah, I like those. I won't give them up.
The survey also found half of people think formal clothing is going to now be more comfortable because of the pandemic. So you can thank the pandemic for
comfort first.
More comfortable formal wear.
Mm.
Or we'll see. Or everything will just go back to normal and we'll be glad for it. And we'll right. never bitch again about having to go to a party.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what's going to happen, Vin. Right about that.
On the list of things, the stupidest things I've heard, there's a percentage of people who have said they've already picked out what they plan to wear when they emerge from the pandemic. I
Is
guess
it a
moo-moo? That means, I don't know. Well,
I've chosen my tent very carefully.
A freaking parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, I hope that's not the case for all of you out there. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, a lot
I think
of people,
that's the worst.
I see workout videos all the time. I'm always like, scroll right by that. Jesus.
Oh,
you know who's gotten in weird. Shape is that Lindsay Vonn. Damn, that girl. All she puts up is shots of her in the gym. She's just killing it.
So you're following her now because you've gotten to know her through Johnny, right?
Yeah. So I follow her and I mean, honest to God, she's like, she even has a mean look on her face. Like she's like, I'm going to kill this exercise equipment. She's just, it's, you know, a lot
That's
of people
great.
Have taken this time to get themselves in better shape. And the rest of us have taken the time to make more pie and eat that. You know what would be good right now? A pie.
Well, anyway, if you've got your post-pandemic outfit already laid out, there's a percentage of you out there. And I think you're crazy, but, you know, whatever.
Congrats.
Seems weird. It's a weird thing to, although, you know what? I take that back. There are a couple things I bought before I knew I was going into this that I would have worn and haven't yet because why would I? So I guess, you know, as soon as there's somewhere to go, I'll put those jeans on or whatever.
You got a nice button down ready to go.
Yeah, a couple. Actually.
You putting jeans on every day? Like, what are you wearing for pants right now?
I am wearing denim as we speak.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic. That is so
Fancy.
Last year.
What? I love my Levi's. I will never leave my Levi's.
It's
the
denim
number
every day.
One clothing item that I'm going to... Like if they said, what's
the one
thing?
That's so pre-pandemic, Vin. You got to move on to the yoga pant.
I don't want, no. What? Hey, let me ask you a question. You know how John used to wear tights in his band on stage?
Yeah.
When he performed?
Spandex pants, yes. With right. like zebra stripes or fire, you know.
If he pulled those back out and put those on, is that going to do it for you? Or are you going to be like, what are you doing? Come on.
John still has a tight little rig. You know, he's really kept that together for me. So
she talks about her ever-widening ass. She's yeah. John's doing all right, though.
Poor John. John. Oh, my God. John looks great, you know? So he could be, I mean, he would look like a throwback to the 80s. But I would actually love to see him in those pants again. I think that'd be funny. We don't have any spandex in the house.
Well, I mean,
he could wear my Spanx, I guess.
What? Or just take two clicks. It's like you've got Amazon.
We're not going to buy practically... to buy it to put on for me so I laugh for a few minutes and then takes it off. That's ridiculous. We're trying to cut down on our spending, Vinny. Not ramp it up with things from the 80s.
I don't know. It sounds like it might be fun. I never wore that stuff, but I do think tight, stretchy zebra pants are cute.
Listen, he can't just get those, though. He's also got to get, you know, the mesh top with all the studded belts to go around it. I mean, it's not just a simple, going to need a pair of boots for the bottom half. I mean.
Is that the cross dagger uniform that you just described?
I should show you. I'll send you a picture of him in his full.
Oh, there you go. Oh, those are girls, but okay.
Yeah, they're not long enough. They need to go all the way down to the floor. Okay. The spandex in the 80s went, you know, they went to your ankle.
7 to 12 bucks, not bad.
$12.
Did he stick the leggings into cowboy boots? Was that his move?
I need
or
to look.
I
think he wore sneakers.
Yeah,
he wore high tops.
That was another way to go.
Yeah.
There's a new list of the most unpopular sodas in the United States.
Unpopular?
The reason I sort of thought, oh, let me just look at that real quick is because there's... Let me see. Is it diet? Yeah. The most unpopular soda in the country is Diet Coke.
In what world is sells
yeah,
the most
unpopular?
Equal
like
to unpopular?
The most popular one I know.
That's the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just that what is they do a study of people saying mean things about it on social media?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I Sierra Mist is on the list and Sunkist. I guess that's the orange soda. The rest of the top five least popular sodas from Diet Coke, Sierra Mist, Sunkist, 7-Up, and Barks Root Beer. The most popular soda is regular Coke.
So
I was just surprised. Like
that, this is clearly not based on sales because it's like, I guess now Diet Coke's a guilty pleasure because.
Do you still drink Coke?
You know what I drink? I drink Diet Root Beer.
That's your drink.
That's what I like to drink. Although John came home with one of those, you know, sleeves, the 12 packs of a Fresca. I haven't seen Fresca in forever. I was like, oh my God. So I've been drinking Fresca all week. I love Fresca so much.
So Fresca is like a lemon lime drink.
No, it's like a grapefruit. It's a grapefruit. It has a very specific taste. Like Fresca's a
Fresca's grapefruit.
Yeah, it's a grapefruit soda. But it's like soda water. It's not heavy, and I love Fresca. Fresca and vodka. Oh, damn.
A bunch of different brands, though?
I don't know.
There it is right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are different flavors. No, original grapefruit flavor, whatever that is.
I see.
Wow, and then you put vodka in it. Well, good for you.
Oh, yeah, it does just say, it just says citrus on it, Vinny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know it. I remember the name,
very
but
light,
I don't
very
know.
Very light.
Anyway, I thought I'd also mention while we're talking about drinks, you know, the most unpopular soda being Diet Coke. That's weird. Chili's has come up with a great plan. Oh. They're going to start selling gallon bags of their margaritas. A gallon bag is $40.
On
Chili's birthday week, which is from, looks like it starts Saturday. The price will be $30 for a gallon bag of margaritas.
When you say a bag, are we talking like a goldfish thing? You get a goldfish at the fair and they put it in a bag, like it's tied off at the top
bag? Yeah, I think
How strange.
Well.
Must have some kind of little spout on it because that would
better be
better
than trying
difficult.
To hand everybody a glass bottle, right?
Yes, sure. Chili's.
So anyway,
baby
Chili's is where you can go sauce. Buy a gallon bag of margaritas for
$40 on their birthday. That's incredible. I don't know about gallon bag. What are they? Are they known for their margaritas? Is this something that Chili's?
You know, I can't say I've been to Chili's, but I can't say I've never. You know, I wouldn't go to Chili's and be all, let me get a margarita.
They must be delicious, though.
Oh, then. I found the gallon bag. Here it is.
Oh, let's see the gallon bag. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. It's sort of a bag made into a pitcher. That's interesting.
That looks like with boxed a handle? Of wine bag.
Oh, it says refill. I guess you can use this again, huh? It's interesting. Oh.
Bring it back and get it refilled. I don't have enough
do that.
Of this. Yeah. Do you know about the Chili's margaritas? Are they
no.
particularly good?
No, I've never tried that. I don't go to Chili's a lot.
Me either. I don't think I've...
You know, sure besides hardcore straight up just alcohol,
yeah.
one of the things I used to like to get, and it wasn't at Chili's, but if you go to Hawaii, if you are ever in Hawaii, get a Mai Tai, like there.
And be on a hammock with a light breeze. I mean, come on. That seems like the perfect setting.
I'm not really a fruity drink guy, but Mai Tais are in Hawaii are
the
so freaking good.
The islands. The gentle ocean breezes, the palm tree shade over a comfortable hammock, a Mai Tai in my hands.
Just 2 weeks of quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, being from Southern California, did you like Cactus Cooler? No, I don't remember it. Do you know Cactus Cooler, anybody?
Never heard of it.
I seem to remember the name, but I don't know. I don't. I never.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Don't know it.
It's a pineapple-flavored soft drink. Hold on, let me pull up a picture
for
you. Let's see. Here.
That sounds kind of good.
Why don't they call it pineapple cooler?
Yeah, that is a little misleading, isn't it?
Here it is.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I don't recognize that bottle, or that can, I should say. Tight jeans are good for high boots when you need to tuck in your pants into your boots.
Yeah, I like tight jeans. I won't get rid of tight jeans, but mine are stretchy. They're stretchy jeans, you know. Like you said, I'm not going for my heavy, like the one pair. I actually went on a hunt for unstretchy jeans a few years ago, and I found one pair of Levi's with a button fly that they used to be my fat jeans too, and now I'm like top button undone. It's bad.
Get out of here.
Things are bad, man. It's
you
not
are
good.
Lying.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying to you. I lie about a lot of stuff, not that though. Oof. I want your expectations to be really low at Winterland when I see you again, which is when I assume we'll see each other again.
It's starting to look like it, yeah. I mean, and that's if we get to have Winterland, right?
Right. Oh,
we call pants and shorts hard pants now at our house because we mostly live in sweatpants.
Oh, hard pants, yeah.
That's from 415.
Go put your soft pants. We're soft pants family.
Thong underwear is the worst thing, unless you are 18 to 25. Nicole.
I know
plenty of women who like a thong underwear.
Same.
Yeah.
Prefer it.
Except that the problem is I've seen my ass in those. And so
and what,
I'm looking for any reason to not wear those.
No,
oh, my God. No, it makes it look twice as big.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. The granny panty, it makes it
with
you get a nice
material.
Tight pattern on there. And it's just just all snugged in.
Nice. The granny panties make them look better is what you're saying?
Yes, and less likely to be
all
looked
right.
at, which is kind of the goal.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Elon Musk just keeps getting weirder. I got a very weird story about him. Plus, news on the Friends reunion. Ooh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.